Hello, everyone. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, May 21st, 2024, and your new Trends Journal coming out soon. In a couple of minutes, a couple of hours, and here's the cover. It says it all. Yep. We, the plantation workers of Slavelandia, are serfs of robber barons 2.0. That's right. Private equity groups, the hedge funds, the venture capitalists, buying up everything. Buying up everything. And I want to get this straight. With everybody with a brain bigger than a pea, this stuff did not exist when I was a young man. The slime ball politicians that people call our lawmakers, scumbags that bend over and suck it up to get what idiots call campaign contributions, bribes and payoffs that did away with all the antitrust laws. One after another, Robbins, Batman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, Glass-Steagall Act, and let these fucking scumbags take over the country. That was the land of opportunity. Fuck you. No opportunity. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Go fuck yourself. No happiness. Got it? Robber Barons 2.0. Who's your favorite fink? I like Ackman. I like the banks, the bandits. Oh, Jamie Dimon may retire soon. That's the fucking news. There's five felonies that JP Morgan Chase convicted and admitted to. That's who's running the country. C-U-N-T, country. Got it? That's what's happened to America. And then on the political end, with the genocide war going on and now they want to arrest Netanyahu and the Hamas guy, Biden said that there is no genocide in Gaza. Yep. Let me be clear. Contrary to allegations against Israel made by the International Court of Justice, what's happening is not genocide. We reject that, Biden, who, look at your cover of your Trends Journal last week. Oh, not genocide? Oh, look at last week's cover. With God's help together, we will be victorious. Netanyahu, you mean Satan's help. God condemns genocide. Oh, genocide? How about by the definition? The deliberate and systematic destruction of a group of people because of their ethnicity, nationality, religion, or race. Yep. We've been detailing this week after week after week, the statements coming out of Netanyahu's, quote, extreme right-wing government. That's what the major media calls it. And then Trump's little boy, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. You remember, I was speaking at Harvard. It's a little bit of an unfortunate situation there. Almost a million people, houses bombed, destroyed, country destroyed, that are living in tents, that are getting out of Rafah. A million of them. And this little prick calls it an unfortunate situation. This is a fucking language that the mainstream media shoves down your throat and doesn't condemn. And they hate the proper language that I am using to describe this. Unfortunate situation there. But from Israel's perspective, I would do my best to move the Palestinians and clean it up. Genocide by the definition. You got it, Biden? Bullshit, Biden? Shoeshine boy Biden. Yep. But in addition to that, I would just bulldoze something into Negev. I would try to move the people out there. I think that's a better option. So you could go in there and just finish the job of that, quote, waterfront property. Genocide by the definition. All right? Now, going back to the economy, soaring debt and deficits causing worry about threats to the economy and markets. And that's from CNBC. Yeah, no shit. No shit. And this is from Newsweek. Newsweek. Last several months news this week. Making a big fucking deal out about this, right? This is the headline. Newsweek. Red Lobster are not only restaurants going down. No shit. Blow me away, man. Never would have known that. Thanks for telling me. We're giving you, and nobody in the world is giving you, we're giving you a Trends Journal magazine, the top of the top of the top of the top, for the grand total of $2.56 a week. The toilet paper record, the New York Slime, cost $4 a day. The Wall Street Journal, $5 a day. Lucky to get articles of any value coming out of them anymore. That's how bad they are. So you subscribe to the Trends Journal, go to trendsjournal.com. The more subscribers we have, the more we could do. Not in terms of giving you the information, we're giving you the best we can, but getting the message out there. And hit the subscribe button to get more people to subscribe, because they're blacklisting us over here. They don't want us out to be putting out the facts. Here, this is elevated inflation, higher interest rates, and rising rates of household debt are likely to keep weighing on the economy this year, according to the Conference Board. Yeah, no shit. Dragflation. Standard of living dragging down, the economy dragging down as inflation keeps going up. Yep. Meanwhile, the New York Fed's Empire State Factory Gate released last week fell to negative 15.6. It was the sixth straight reading in a row below zero. Yeah, deteriorating conditions in front of everybody's eyes, but we'll say every day, happy days are here again. And again, the indicators fell in April for the second month when you saw the leading economic indicators sank 0.6% last month. Again, one thing after another. The details are all there in your Trends Journal magazine. And you got great articles in there, too, that you want to read on the economic front as well by Gregory Manarino. Dow, gold ratio, and stock market crashes. Oh, yeah, gold. Look where gold is, right? What was one of your top trends for 2024? A golden year for gold. Nobody anywhere had forecast this. Yeah, a lot of people said gold prices would go up. No one called it a golden year for gold. Gold prices are up almost $400 since we made that forecast. So you subscribe to the Trends Journal for $2.56 a week, and we don't tell you what to do. You think for yourself. We don't give financial advice. We give you our trends analysis and trend forecasts. You do what you want. But if you did what you want and you believe what we said, because we're giving you what nobody else is, more proof right here. Today's Financial Times. Rosen feels the pain of property downturn. By the time property developer Abby Rosen, brought the New York Seagram building in 2000, both the mid-century Midtown Tower and its namesake Canadian distiller were past their prime. He goes on to say that Rosen brought an art collector's eye to real estate. And it goes on to all that he did. The building had the famed Four Seasons restaurant, which I used to go to. And he bought the property for $375 million and spent tens of millions of dollars on upgrades. By 2013, it was a $1.6 billion testament to Rosen's acuity at wringing fortunes from faded landmarks. Now that building produces about half the income it did before the pandemic, according to Moody's Analytics. Not the pandemic. They called it a pandemic on March 11, 2020. The COVID war was launched in China on its Lunar New Year in January 2020, the year of the rat. January, February, March. The grand total of 4,219 people out of 8 billion died, and they called it a pandemic, which is nothing more than the World Health Organization, the world fucking whore organization that spews out. That's right. So go on, going on here, and it keeps going on. Billions that Rosen has borrowed on the Seagram building and other properties are either coming due in the next year, already have, and the global property sector has been not kind since he has already been forced out of some of his marquee properties, including the Lever House and a high-profile office to condo site in Midtown Manhattan. Last week, he had a $470 million in debt due on a 26-story building, and on and on, right? Not a word about the office building bust or the banks going bust. And barely a word about how much commercial real estate is coming due. They focus on one guy. Again, not my data. Go to Castle Systems with a K. What do you got? Office occupancy rate. Occupancy rate. In the USSA, 50.1%. Your office vacancy rate, according to Moody's, is almost 20%. You go to California, you go to San Francisco, again, the data, 36% plus vacancy rate. Nobody there. Portland, Oregon, 29% vacancy rate. Oh, and then you look at the news coming out in New York. A woman shot, a woman stabbed, a guy hit in the back of the head, beaten up on the subways. This did not exist before the COVID war. Nobody's reporting this. And again, what the Financial Times is not reporting are the banks going bust. We are the only ones reporting that. It's one of your top trends for 2024. And when you look at some of your top trends for 2024, golden year for gold, EVs go F you. One after another, we nailed it. So you keep going back to your trends journal. And again, trends on the global economic front, what's going on in Canada, what's going on in Japan, what's going on in China. And of course, the Israel war, whole section on that. Israel mob beats up truck driver in West Bank, believing he was headed to Gaza with aid. Yeah, no genocide. It goes on there. Bullshit has its own sound. Netanyahu says there's no humanitarian catastrophe in Rafah. Yeah, that they're driving all the people out. Guest stories by Dr. Joseph Mercola, John and Nisha Whitehead, the nanny state idiocracy, a tale of too many laws and too little freedom. And of course, Joe Duran, who writes our whole section on technocracy, really wraps that up, nails it, and brings it into a whole nother level. And here's one of his new books. You get it on Amazon, The Synthetic Devolution. By the way, that's one of our top trends for 2024. And again, we're giving you what nobody in the world is giving you. Trends in cryptos, trends in geopolitics. Remember what we're telling you. Right now, the Israel war and the Ukraine war are out of the news. They're not headlines. Taylor Swift gets screwed, Lance. I have a BS. You know what? I mean, that's what's, you know, no fucking Trump trial. I don't want to hear this shit. They're not telling you much about what's going on over there, because number one, Ukraine is going to lose despite the $60 billion that was sent there. And they're going to do a false flag event. They're going to attack deep inside Russia. They're going to blow up more oil depots. You're going to see Israel as that war keeps worsening and there's more outrage against the genocide being committed. you're going to see them ramp up the war in the Middle East against Lebanon, against Syria, and if they go against Iran, World War III will become official because Iran's not going to take it. And we saw what happened with the missile strike by Iran, and Israel's barely responding to it after they said they were going to get tough with them. People are underestimating the power of Iran. These are the Persians. They've been around a long time. These are bright cats. Trends Eye Views. Yep. COVID lab leak theory, not conspiracy. Another article, nearly 80% of parents say they've drugged their children to get them to sleep. This did not exist when I was a little kid. And the reason is that they're addicted to their high-tech synthetic devolution. They're on their damn phones, they're on the computer, they're on another world. They're not out there. When we were kids, we come home from school at 3 o'clock, and my mother, may she rest in peace, would say, make sure you're back at 6 o'clock for dinner. Oh, your mothers used to cook dinner back then. They didn't send their kids to daycare centers that they call nursing homes for children. Yeah, that's all they are. And they're getting fed shit. That's what they all look like they are. So we used to play football, basketball, baseball out in the streets. Out in the streets all the time. Not anymore. Not anymore. The kids are all fucked up with their ultra-processed food, their high-tech devolution. And, as we said, they got it misspelled in the King James Bible. It's not the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth. So that's just some of your articles in your Trends Journal. It keeps going on. Whole section in high-tech science. Oh, and by the way, the COVID overdose, the overdoses among people in the U.S. as it's going down the toilet, and as we keep sending more and more money to go kill people all over the world, yeah, overdoses are way back up. Oh, they're a little down from last year. Way beyond what it was before the COVID war, but nobody talks about this. Nobody talks about the damage caused by the COVID war brought to you by scumbag politicians who invented all this shit about standing 6 feet apart. You can't meet with people more than 9 people. Restaurants got to close down at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever we want to fucking make up. The damage is done is incalculable. It has destroyed the lives and livelihoods of billions across the planet. We're giving you everything we can to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in the times ahead. Subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. And don't forget tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern time, Salenti and the Judge. We'll see you then.